White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Welcome back to Austin 360 Radio. We're JB and Whitney. And last week we told you about a really cool local story. Some people, you know, the buzzword of the year is pivoting and doing something really different and cool. And it,
you love that word.
I do like that word. That's my business buzzword right now. Oh, we pivoted. Did you pivot? You haven't pivoted yet? What's wrong with you? We told you about cowboy pools, and we have the founders, creators of cowboy pools, Amanda Schaftel and Aaron Weiss, are on the phone with us. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
This will be a little bit like talking to my parents because you're both on the phone at the same time. But what? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a couple of weeks since I read the story, but you guys are both in production. Does that mean event or video or film? Or
we have a video production company and produces all kinds of documentary films, and it's called One Story Productions, and been in operation in Austin for about 10 years and specialize in working with nonprofit organizations and telling their story.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. I love that.
And so video production is halted pretty much everywhere, I imagine.
We've only shot like 4 or 5 times in, you know, since all this started. We'd normally be shooting a few times per week, but we've been doing a decent amount of editing and for clients that we've had over the years, and kind of repurposing material and allowing them to speak to their different groups in different ways.
So you guys had time on your hands, which you probably normally do not at all. Whose idea was it to take basically cattle troughs? I know that's not the best description. Those feeder troughs that are, you know, a couple feet high and 8 to 10 feet around, and turn them into filtered pools. Whose idea was that?
Well, we wish we could take credit for it, but people have been doing this as a DIY project for many years. And, you know, you can see examples all over Instagram and Pinterest, but we got our own tank, and we had big plans for it. We were going to dig out the ground and place it in the ground and add all these accessories. And then it just sat there for a while because we didn't have time, like you said, and couldn't get around to it. And then quarantine hit, and we finally went for it.
And
so you started with just making your own, having no other, you know, dreams of creating a business or whatever. It was just, hey, we want a pool. Now we got the time, so let's do this.
Well, pretty much. I mean, we actually did have the idea of starting this business a little over a year ago. And, you know, the more we talked through it, the more we realized it was just going to be, it was going to be a lot of work. It was going to be a real business, not just a side thing. So, we kind of put that aside and just decided to focus on our own pool. And then quarantine hit.
So, I'm trying to paint a picture for people here to visualize what it is. Like, you know, you're obviously not doing laps, right?
You're not doing laps, but you're like just soaking your whole body. I mean, you can totally swim across, but it's mainly for like soaking and hanging out with buddies and cooling off, and
maybe throw a raft in there, or even sit in it in a chair and have a cocktail is what I'm visualizing.
Yes, that's what I like. You even have a picture of that on y'all's website of just somebody in a lounge chair sitting in the middle of the pool with a drink, and I'm like, who wouldn't want that?
Exactly.
Yeah, the pools we have are 8 feet wide, 9 feet wide, and 10 feet wide, and they're all by 2 feet tall. And so when you're sitting on the bottom of the pool, it comes up, you know, just above your chest, and so you're able to get a good plunge.
And according to the story, the demand has been unreal. Like, are you guys on a waiting list pretty much because of supply?
Well, we are not doing a waiting list exactly, but we are. There's definitely the demand, and we're telling everyone to sign up for our email list. because we have a bunch of big announcements coming up.
Mm-hmm. We sold out of our first round of these, and on the first day we launched. And so we've just been trying to find reliable inventory since then.
That's crazy. Yeah, now, so. Were you expecting that big of a demand? So you ran out on the very first day of your launch? Is that what you just said?
Exactly. Yeah.
That is crazy. And did you do some marketing ahead of time, or was it just kind of you told your friends and all of a sudden people were hitting the website?
You know, we got our Instagram going a little bit, but people are so excited about these things. You know, once someone saw that we existed, they shared it with a friend and shared it in a group, and, you know, it just really caught people's attention really quickly.
Who's your typical clientele, or is there like a hot spot, a neighborhood you've really tapped into?
We've been installing all over town, but it's, you know, everyone from the single guy to the mom who wants to get their kids to cool off to you know, just about anybody who needs an option to cool off in their backyard because Barton Springs is closed and Deep Eddy and
just even, something.
I mean, mainly probably the 25 through 45 range, but we've also had like those older couples that are just looking for a way to cool off in their yard. I mean, it's a pool that, one, is affordable, and two, it's super easy to maintain. So now suddenly it becomes an option for people that didn't have that option before. And it's also right. small. So, you know, it fits in your yard that you didn't think could fit a pool previously.
And there's, you mentioned just a bit ago that, you know, the DIY project. This is not a DIY thing. It's like you guys come in, roll it in, set it up, fill it up, and off you go, right? Is it actually you two doing that?
You know, we've done all the research, and we figured out all the parts you need. And yeah, I've been doing most of the installs, and we now have somebody working with us, our good friend Andy Anderson. And I mean, we've installed almost all of the first round, and we've got some big news coming up early next week.
Very awesome. Cool. Okay,
what's the turnaround time? Like, if I order from you, and you know, does it happen all in one day? As far as obviously not, I order and then I have the pool the same day. But when you come out to install, how long does that take? Is it an all day thing? Is it a couple of days?
Right. So we like to give all the information up front. So we make sure our customers know everything they need to do to prepare their space before mm-hmm. they receive their pool. So that includes making sure you have a completely level, solid surface for your pool, because you don't want your pool on, you know, rocks or, you know, big bumpy rocks or an unlevel surface. And then you need outdoor electricity and then a clear pathway for us to be able to, you know, bring your pool in. So once you've met those requirements, then we can come and install your pool. And that process only takes about 2 to 3 hours.
I'm trying to visualize this. Transporting, how you transport a 10-foot wide pool. It's like, that sticks out like the width of a lane.
Yeah, well, the 10-foot pools you can't have facing down. You have to store them up right. So we have a trailer, and they can kind of catch wind in our trailer, but it's all been safe. But we're able to transport a few of those at a time.
Upright,
strap them down upright.
Have any come off and rolled down the highway?
No, not yet.
Fingers crossed.
All right, let's talk cost, too. I think we'll do everybody a service and tell them what the cost is, and maybe there's a range depending on what you get, but what is the cost?
Sure. So our pools come outfitted with a high-quality, high-performance filter pump system. You know, and we install with all the parts and everything you need. And also we provide a maintenance kit with everything you need to clean and maintain your pool. So that all comes in a package. And also the delivery and installation is included in the price. So that said, we're not quite ready to announce our pricing for this next round of pools.
Okay, sure.
But say they'll be between 2,000 and 3,000 for the whole package and delivery and installation and all that.
Okay.
And you know, it would vary depending on size.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. That's not a big amount to spend just to keep you entertained, especially during pandemic.
Yeah.
And they look nice. They look very hipsterish in the backyard.
They're so cute too. Everybody, you know, we're all into tiny things. You know, like the tiny houses, and I couldn't think of another one. The tiny. Whatever pools. So I think it's so cute, and like you said, it can be in any space. So it just makes you feel like you're in a little, you know, on a little vacation when you go out there. I think it's so fun, and I love y'all's website. The cowboypools.com website is very. I get kind of like a 70s Austin vibe from it for some reason, but it's
exactly
very.
It.
Really? I nailed it?
You nailed it. Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Everyone needs to go.
We were kind of going for that, like, Palm Springs, desert, fun, yes. 70s pool party vibe.
Yes. Now, the disco ball, is that something that you recommend everybody have for their pool or maybe not?
That might be the most important part.
I think so, too. Definitely.
Yeah. So, and I do just want to give a shout out to our designer, Kathleen Fitzgerald at Two Studios. She just nailed it, and she's incredible. So wanted to put that out there.
It's it's really fun to look at and easy to use. I really enjoy it. I also want to give everybody the heads up that you guys aren't just about yourselves. You actually like to put some of the money into some other causes. Can you talk about that for a second?
We do. We donate $50 from each of the cowboy pools that we sell to the Texas Civil Rights Project. And two of the causes that are really close to our heart and we think are super timely right now have to do with voter suppression and racial injustice, and those are causes we're very sympathetic towards. And you know, now is the time that people are really speaking up and starting to become aware of all the kind of injustices that are out there. So we just wanted to do our part. You know, hopefully we can do more once we, you know, start making money. But right now, this is our way of giving back.
Very cool. Well, this is great, you guys. It's nice talking to you. And it's just a very, very fun thing that you're doing. You can find them at cowboypools.com. It's a fun follow on Instagram, whether you buy one or not. Just search for Cowboy Pools. But thanks, you guys.
Yeah, we'll be waiting for the big news you guys are going to be putting out soon.
Yeah, make sure you're on our newsletter list.
All right. You can also find the story at austin360.com.